Electromatic radio.
Hello, are we on the air?
I don't know. Let me ask my ventriloquist dummy. Are we on the air, Woody? You bet. Woody says yes, Gray.
Oh, terrific. Two dummies in the control booth.
Ha ha ha. That's very clever, Gray. Don't you think that's clever, Woody? Nightmare. Now, Woody, let's not be rude to Mr. Grimwald.
Oh,
he's
for
a
the
very...
love of... Would you just knock that off? Would you? Huh? Thank you. All right. Hi, folks. Welcome to Electromatic Radio. I'm your host, Gray Grimwald.
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
What? What are you doing, kid? We're on the air. Get back down to your booth.
I just need it for a little while. I'll return it in a few minutes. Please?
All right. Here it is. Here, cat. Let me get on with the show, all right?
Yep.
All right, we got a halfway decent lineup of music for you this week.
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
Another one? What the hell did you just do with the last one?
What last one?
The tube I just gave you.
How could you give it to me when I just now came to ask for it?
Look, I don't know what the hell you're up to, kid, but I'm gonna give you 6 seconds to leave that doorway and get back up to your booth before I rip off your scalp and use it as a potholder.
How rude.
Freak. Anyway.
Hey, Gray?
What? What do you want now?
Who are you just talking to?
The listeners. Who do you think?
No, I mean before.
Before what?
Before you started talking to me just now.
But I was just talking to you before I just started talking to you just now.
To me?
Yes.
Before just now?
Yes.
You couldn't have been. You were talking to someone up there in your booth.
Yeah, you.
That's weird, Gray. I haven't left my chair since the broadcast began, have I, Woody? No way. See?
Keep this up, kid, and I'm going straight down to Mr. Osborne's office.
Ooh, how scary.
You just wait, you little...
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
What the...
There he is. Who is that?
Hey, Gray, who's that on the internet?
What?
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes? Hey, wait your turn. I was here first. I'm just as entitled to that anchovy paste as you are. I beg to differ. My need for that paste is greater than yours. Everyone knows that. No way. My needs have always come first, and I'm not about to let that change. Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes? I was here first. Piss off. I'm entitled to it because I'm without sin. The hell you are.
Hey, Gray, here's your anchovy paste back.
Give that to me.
Hands off. That's mine.
Never. Give that to me, you sinners.
Ouch. Bite me, will ya?
Why, yes, I will. Thank you.
Oh my God. There's four of them.
Hey, Gray, what's going on down there?
There's four of you down here fighting over a tube of anchovy paste.
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube
Make that five.
I figured as much. You know there's a funny story behind that?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I think I stayed a little too long inside the inverse unilateral matrix of the neutronic condenser in Subbasement 2. I guess it cloned me or something. I'll never eat my lunch in there again, I'll tell you that much.
Well, what are we going to do about all these clones?
Do about them? Gee, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it like that.
What do you mean you hadn't thought about it like that? You think it's fine to have five, six clones of you wandering around the station? One of you is bad enough.
I think they could be quite useful to have around. Don't you think so, Woody? Get bent.
Yeah, they'll come in handy whenever I need someone to leave a pile of half-eaten microwave burritos in the break room sink. Listen, kid, we have to do something about this before... No, not my Mets commemorative plate!
Sorry, Gray.
Sorry.
Out! Out!
Well, if you don't have any more anchovy paste, how about some ordinary glue? Or maybe some of that industrial strength duct tape. You know, the blue kind? I want the blue kind.
Out!
Hang in there, Gray. Woody and I will put our heads together and come up with some kind of solution. Won't we, Woody? John Thot and I Thot! Oh, Woody, what will you say next?
Sits by the fire in his cobweb empire, never looking around, never making a sound. Good night, spider. Good night, spider. Making plans for the day, spinning with spider spray, never giving a thought to whatever he got. Good night, spider. Clear out, spider. And he loves little flies, hang them up in a row round his nest and below. Good night, spider. Good night, spider. When even him he smiles, full of spidery wiles, and inviting you in, he continues to spin. Good night, spider. Clear out, spider. since my the fire, like all country squire. Dinner plate in his lap, he's a nice little chap. Good old spider, glitter old spider. Grow up. Grow a beard.
I already missed them.
Grow up. Just grow a beard. Grow up. Grow a beard.
Give me a B.
Give me a B.
Give me an E.
Give me an E.
Give me an A.
Give me an A.
Give me an R.
Give me an R.
Give me a D.
Give me a D.
Give me an I.
Give me an I.
Give me an N.
Give me an N. Give me an
G.
Give me a G.
Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard.
Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard. Grow a beard.
Grow a beard.
Grow a beard. Grow a beard.
Grow a
beard. Grow a
beard. Grow a
beard.
Grow a beard.
Yeah.
Huh. It's quiet all of a sudden. I wonder where all those clones suddenly went to. There's something weird about those guys, too. I mean, you know, Matt's weird enough, but these clones are... I don't know. You know, I tell you, sometimes it's just not worth rolling off the fold-out couch to come down to... this place. What are you doing here, kid?
Ha ha ha!
What?
Ha ha ha!
That is you, isn't it, Matt?
Ha ha ha!
Alright, you must be one of the clones, right?
Ha ha ha!
Yeah, okay, there's one of your pals.
Ha 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 ha!
And another one.
Ha 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 ha!
And another one.
Ha 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 ha!
Okay, this is getting a little too weird for me. I'm gonna have to ask you guys to get out of my booth.
Ha 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 ha!
I'm not kidding, you guys need to get the hell out of here. I'm not gonna...
Ha ha ha!
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell away from me! Get away from me, get away, get away! Shoot, shoot, get, shoot!
Ha ha ha!
A wee ma wet, a wee ma wet, a wee ma wet, a wee ma wet.
What are you doing? No, no, no. No, not that. Don't do that. No, stop that. We gotta stop. We stop. No, no, no. Everybody just stop. We stop. Matt! Help!
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Oh, we are mama wet.
Alright, let's try it again, lads.
Pour my milk, my Cocoa Krispies. Pour my milk, my Lucky Charms. Travel around with my band of gypsies. Don't worry yourself, we won't do you no harm. Last night I dreamed that I was the hero. I stole from the rich and I gave to the poor. My best friend was Bobby De Niro. You don't mind, I'd like to dream some more. Let me dream.
You'll never, never be alone.
just keep eating your Lucky Charms. Save me the green ones, the clovers, and the yellow moons.
I wanna take it from a little to a lot, and I am spinning in a circle like a dizzy little top, and I am calling all the people I've forgotten about and trying to tell them that I figured it out. But it's a lie, and all the stupid things I say and do and never really stop when I should never have begun. I really oughta drop it, but it's faster when you don't even have time to stop and think about the things that you were saying, cause they never really matter. But it's empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no, oh no. All the million little empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no, oh no, oh no. But I never was a fighter, and I never was a poet, and I never was a writer, though you never really know it, cause I'm full of all the knowledge that you needed to know, and I will share it if you're ready or not, because I know I heard that Jimmy was a wicked fan, and Timmy's dropping out, and all the other little things that I was thinking about, like how mosquitoes have malaria and dogs have lice. I could go on for half an hour, cause I hate to leave a million little empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no, oh no. All the million little empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Economy of speech is not a virtue, it's a sin. I never wanna tell you once what I could say again and again and again and again and again. And I know you wanna tell me what you think of what I say. I promise you that I will give you time later to weigh in, to weigh in, if you want to, if you want to. I forgot to tell you I was heading out to take my puppy for a walk, and then the strangest little thing came out and ran across the sidewalk. It might have been a squirrel or a chipmunk or a prairie dog, but something about the tail wasn't right. But that's another story. Everyone just stopped and stared with blank expressions, motionless. For a second everything was silent and commotionless. I turned, I said to Fluffy, that's a cute little sire a day. But then it went scampering off, and that was better than the empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no, oh no. All the million little empty spaces in the air. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Oh no.
Oh, thanks for getting me out of that tight spot, Matt. I thought I was a goner when those clones started to close in on me.
Don't mention it, Gray. Since they were all clones of me, I knew their twin weaknesses, rice candy and head cheese. So it was a cinch for me to leave a trail of rice candy and head cheese and get them to follow me out of your booth.
So, have you figured out what to do with the clones?
What to do with them? Yeah, I did. I did figure that out.
Oh, good. So they won't be coming around here anymore, right?
No. They're, taken care of.
Okay, so what...
They've been chemically mollified.
Chemically mollified?
Yeah, and then, dissipated?
Dissipated?
Yeah, dissipated.
So you're saying you poisoned them all and then burnt the bodies in the furnace?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Well, if a man can't kill his own clones, who can he kill?
One question. If these clones were exact duplicates of you and shared all your preferences and memories, how can you be sure you're the original?
Well, either I'm the original or simply the one most likely to commit mass murder.
Oh, well, that's a load off my mind.
Besides, you said it yourself, those clones were a bit weirder than me.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. You wouldn't happen to have a diaper handy, would you? Woody's had another accident. Haven't you, Woody?
Clean my pants.
Ugh.
Oh, Woody.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.